Conference muted.
We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name is Kevin King, and I'll be your facilitator for today's call. Over 60 in Loving Life, Special Edition, Dimensional Marriage. If you have any questions, feel free to contact the individual who participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. We're going to get started right away. Wow, this has been a wild ride. Dimensional marriage, it's a different approach than other ideas about marriage, books or seminars or workshops. It's not just the information. It's seeing things differently from a different dimension. See, first week we looked at what could dimensional marriage possibly mean? And the kind of the working definitions we're working with, and this is subject to change if we need to, is, you know, when we got married, we got engaged, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement of the new marriage. Dimensional marriage has that and the depth of mature marriage. We talked about the friction that naturally occurs in every relationship. But like a pearl of great price, it's a piece of sand that irritates the clam to produce this amazing gem. And then how a man can capture the heart of a woman, which is pretty amazing. It's challenging her in public in a good way, and to capture her heart. Men typically don't confront women. Typically don't confront women. It's not socially acceptable. But when we do that, things change. Then we talked about how do we recognize defining moments that can change our lives and truly launch us into an amazing dimensional marriage. And we talked about see, think, and do, and we'll get results. There's walls of opportunity. The harder it is, the more important it is to break through. It's important in business. It's critical in marriage. So this week, what we're looking at is how do we implement these opportunities, these defining moments, and actually take our marriage to the next dimension. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the lines. We've got Mark Boersma from Synergy Solutions, and we have Alan Stein, who's the president of Tanglewood Conservatories. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, great to be here, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Good. So, what would you like to accomplish today, and what are your thoughts, Alan?
Well, I'd like to get a better understanding, a clearer picture of what would be the three most important components of a great marriage.
The three most important components of a great marriage.
Yeah.
That's a great question. When you say complements, you're talking about three components that complement each other?
No, just I'm sorry, I meant component. Sorry, I didn't say it very well.
It's all right. Components. Okay.
So I guess they could be complements.
Components that complement each other. Three most, that's an intriguing. I would think transparency and honesty would be one of those components. What do you think?
I think that's a great one. Are they the
now,
same or are they two different ones?
I don't know. Transparency, honesty, the truth, the way it really is. It's not my twisting it to make it benefit me.
So, Kevin, what is you give an example of like what, you know, transparency or honesty might mean in your relationship? Or
sure.
Somebody that you know?
Sure. So in my relationship with Christy, if I come across something that really is going to impact our marriage, I'm not going to keep it just to myself. Even if it's a hard thing, I'm going to say, Christy, this has come up. This has been an issue. And this is affecting me, and it can affect our marriage. Like it could be with kids. I could have an independent conversation with my daughter. She's looking to make some decisions about school and college. And if I have a conversation with her, then I want to have that same conversation with Christy. I don't want to just keep it to myself. Because if I don't, if I'm not transparent about that conversation between me and my daughter and take that to Christy, she's like, you didn't bring me in on this. Why did you not bring me in on that? And I think it breaks down trust. I think it ruptures that. It's like as if that was not important enough to share with my wife. Would that work?
Yeah, and actually that was really good, and it triggered something that just happened to me this morning, which I think I hadn't thought of this before, but this might fit into that category. So I was standing there washing dishes, and I was talking with Nancy, and this morning was a rough morning for me because I haven't been sleeping well, and I got up and I was really tired, and I just thought, you know, what I really ought to do is just go lie back down in bed. You know, what could be so important? Of course, today was the day I had a Tanglewood board meeting, so I couldn't very well do that. But when I mentioned that to Nancy, so Nancy said to me, she said, you know, here's what I think you need to do, Alan. And she told me something which was so outrageous, you know, my first response was, and I started to say this, was, you know, well, that's ridiculous. How could I ever do something like this? Why don't you give me some practical solutions that I can actually use? And I started to kind of retreat into a shell. And her suggestion was actually to, she said, Alan, you need to take 2 days off of work each week. You need to only work 3 days.
And what did you say?
I told you what I thought. But, you know, I didn't say much of anything. And then a couple of minutes later, you know, I realized what was going on in my heart was, damn, she's right. But that's like such an outrageous thing. How could I ever do that? And so that's what I said to her. I said, you're right. I see that you're right. And I don't know how I would ever do that, but I am going to try to implement that because what you say is true. And that seemed to make an amazing difference in the way that she related to me. Because normally I would say something like, you know, what do you know? What a stupid suggestion. Which, as you can imagine, wouldn't go quite so well.
Yeah, I don't know if that captures her heart or not. That wouldn't work with Christy. But what a wonderful conversation now you can have going forward. I don't know how I'll do it, but you're right. So now choices and decisions need to be made. How's it going to impact the marriage? How's it going to impact the relationship, relationships at work? How's it going to affect the health of the company? But, man, that's an interesting thought. I wonder what's going to happen. I'd be interested to see how dimensionally your marriage shifts because of just that openness to taking what she said. Mark, your thoughts?
Well, the interesting thing was this whole
Go ahead,
process.
Hon.
Yeah, this whole process started when Nancy and I came out to the event out in Chicago a few weeks ago. And I think Mark had asked me a little bit before that event, he said, so Alan, what do you want to accomplish? I might have asked both of us that. And I said, I wanted to transform my marriage. And I was serious in my heart that was something that I wanted. And the funny thing, or not so funny, is that it's really worked out to be. I mean, it really turned out to be a pivotal moment in in our marriage. And I think that so much has happened. It's like we've started to move in a completely new direction that I would have not dreamed that we could have done before that.
interesting. Thank you. Mark, your thoughts?
In the last 30 seconds or last 11 minutes?
Let's go last 30 seconds.
Okay, and actually it should be last 30 seconds, the last 3 minutes, the last 9 minutes, then last 11 minutes. And so there's four different, you know, specific thoughts. So the last 30 seconds is there's a high statistical probability that Nancy's not going to notice what you did, Alan, and so you're going to have to point it out and then give credit to the dimensional marriage call, because if you don't grow, if she does not grow equally as you do, you're going to get frustrated and discouraged, and so you'll feel great now, but you're going to burn out. And so when I changed my personality and became an amiable for 9 months, like, my wife didn't go ahead and tell me how nice I was. That's 9 months of changing. I mean, so they don't notice it. I mean, it's strange. My uncle went up for a checkup on our marriage about 10 years ago, and we'd never done it before, never did it since, but I'm like, I don't know, I had a sense. And so we brought the 7 kids up to Wisconsin from Chicago area, hung out at his, you know, his place, and he's a pastor, and hung out at his place for 2 or 3 days. And I mean, someday we ought to do a debrief on that one. I mean, that thing, it just absolutely blows my mind today on how much he was able to see. And then there was a family reunion we went to, and so we had developed a little bit of rapport, and he had said, you know, I said, hey, do you have any suggestions for me? He says, you don't really help Rosanna out with the kids, like physically. I'm like, oh, okay. So the youngest one was in diapers, and so I went ahead, and I'm like looking for some opportunity to serve her. And so I served her. You know, I changed the diaper, and then she went after I did it, and she redid it all a different way. I'm like, why? So she didn't say, thanks so much, Mark, for helping out. You did such a great job. She didn't give me the cheerleader, for sure. And so my experience is that when a spouse changes, and it's just not women, but when a spouse changes and does something like that, you have to point it out to them and then get some cheerleader from them on, wow, that's really great that you changed, you did something different, and then get them engaged to be able to change and grow as well. So that's from the last, you know, 30 seconds, Kevin.
Okay, last 3 minutes.
Last 3 minutes is, I just chuckled because, you know, when you said about, maybe, I don't know if this was a 3 minute or 7 minute, I think it was a 3 minute segment, when you said about Christy, you said, you know, if you don't share something about, you know, one of your, I'm like, oh. So like with 7 kids, you know, like 1 kid, you can go 2-on-1, you know, and then you have 2 kids and now it becomes, you know, man to man. Anything over 2 is a zone coverage. You get 7 and like, and so, like, Rosanna, one of the biggest frustrations I had, not so much now because we only have 2 kids at home, but when we had 4 teenagers at one time and 7 at home, she would give me all kinds of information about the kids that I did not need to know. And then she'd leave out information that was critical. And I would tell her, I'd be like, sweetheart, you know, you go into all these details about all the kids and stuff. Honestly, I don't need to know that. I mean, I know that you feel good about telling me, but that's not important information. Now, this and this and this that you missed, that's important information. And so, you know, and so there's a whole bunch of stuff there that, you know, you could go. There's like a rich gold mine, you know, a rich gold mine of things there that could be peeled back, you know, in your marriage. You know, is it you that not communicating might be sometimes? Is it one spouse that needs to know way too much information? And, you know, okay, you don't need to know that. I mean, it's very complicated. It's very complex on how to do that. So just in seeing, you know, different aspects, different things, that's the last 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Last six.
Last, you know, let's say 7-8 minutes. It's like the, you know, why are there, you know, why are there three guys on the call? And how come their wives aren't? And, you know, how come there's not other women? I mean,
good question.
You know, and so, you know, and so that's, you know, I don't know what to do with that. So that's interesting. So that's the last, you know, 7 minutes or so.
Last 11?
It's, well, first thing that hit me is it's like, is this stuff really impacting, you know, Kevin and Alan? Because I don't know if it's really impacting me. So I'm like, is it really impacting? I'm not interested in pontification theory. I want to know, does it work? Is it working? And so it was really cool to hear Alan come up with it, so he answered that question. And then there's this flood of, you know, it's not being systematized, Mark. I don't know if it's really being promoted. There's so much more work that needs to be done on it. And then, okay, what are the three most important? I got number one and I got number three, but I don't know what number two is. And so number one is spiritual in the marriage. So you said, Alan said, what are the three things? Well, number one is spiritual, in my opinion. And what does that cover? I don't know. You know, does that cover, you know, transparency, honesty? Maybe it does. I don't know. And so number one is spiritual, and number three, I would say, is, you know, physical intimacy. So that would be number three. Number two, I'm not sure. It's like everything that's not included in number one and number three needs to be included in number two. So is it natural laws? I don't know. I don't know how to articulate. If you only get three, then those three have to go ahead and somehow encompass everything. And then, I don't know, it was at about the 9-minute mark. I'm like, it's intriguing that we went out to, you know, it's intriguing we went out to breakfast. And I mean, I got the perception that, you know, Nancy was really, you know, really engaged. Like she was like, I mean, she was like, you know, all in. It seemed like I perceived that she was like, I'm not real comfortable with this, but I'm willing to pursue it. I'm willing to look at it. And so it's like, oh, okay. So when somebody is not comfortable with something, you know, but they're really excited about pursuing it, to me, that's, you know, that's like, wow, that's significant. I mean, that is significant. But it's like there's no manage up and out to me. There's not like, okay, is it a lot better? Is it not? Is it working? Is it not? I mean, if somebody is really interested and there was a close, someone close to me, you know, a male, about 5 years younger, so probably mid-40s, and, you know, he had said to me, he's like, you know, I don't have the physical intimacy with my wife, and it's a huge issue. And I'm like, oh, okay, do you want me to talk to you and your wife about it? and like, there's no follow-up on his part. And I'm like, huh, I guess, I mean, is it that, because I'm pretty sure that I could go ahead and help him tremendously. And then somebody went ahead and said, so I did a 30-minute strategy session with, you know, an individual, and, you know, she's in her late 20s, and she has a business, and She does adult, I guess, entertainment, you know, things, intimacy types of things. I don't know how to say it delicately. Anyways, and we were talking, and, you know, it was the most interesting conversation. And so it's like the intimacy, how do you, you know, how do you, the physical intimacy, how do you go ahead and approach that? And then the person who referred, she went ahead and talked to me, and then there was talk about, you know, the personalities, and, you know, this particular individual, this particular woman, you know, said, well, you know, there was some talk about the personalities and how there would be different intimacy levels, and, you know, she, being inexpressive, she said, you know, I think that intimacy-wise, there would be a lot of creativity and a lot of excitement. She said, but a cube, you know, a woman that's a cube probably wouldn't. And I just smiled. I just laughed. I said, well, that is not, I don't think that's the case. It doesn't have to be that way. And so, like, there's, you know, what's an appropriate conversation? How do you make sure that you stay appropriate, but how do you, you know, connect it in? And so, you know, this friend of mine, you know, that's in his mid-40s, his marriage is not what it could be. There's vulnerabilities in his marriage as well. And so to me, it's like if God's given us dimensional marriage, God's given us all these gifts and all these things, why would you not utilize all of them? And so I don't know, Kevin, you know, so that was at the 9-minute mark. That kind of triggered a whole bunch of things. And so, you know, I'm not real interested in talking to women, you know, about all this stuff, you know, the intimacy stuff. But women could talk to other women and help other. I mean, where's somebody go to get help, you know, that's appropriate help that's based on, you know, what I believe to be natural laws of the universe that I believe that God put there for our benefit and for our enjoyment. So that's what, you know, happened at about the 9-minute mark. Does that make sense, Kevin?
It does.
Questions?
Not right now.
Alan?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, if it's just three old guys sitting around talking about sex, you know, what are we doing this for? So we have to find a way of either making it more relevant or not doing it. And I think that there's a huge amount of relevance.
Well, if there's relevance to you and Kevin, then that's cool to me. I can be gaining benefit and not recognizing that I'm gaining benefit from it. So just because I don't see I gain benefit doesn't mean I don't. It does help me to articulate and categorize my thoughts. And so, I mean, I'm going to have a conversation with my wife about this call. I'm going to say, yeah, we had this call.
And I'm going to have a conversation with my wife about this call. And I think it would be really cool if you had a conversation with your wife about this call, Kevin. Because that would change things.
If if we think it could be a benefit, And if we see that it isn't, I'm good with that. I mean, I don't. We can talk about anything else. We can have something if it's going to be of greatest benefit in our lives.
So I don't know how to respond to that. Like, I don't know how to respond to what you just said.
Okay. Well, I know that my wife is booked during this time. I told her about the calls that I've had, and she asked me how they go, and I said, sometimes they're better than others, but I always learn something, so that's why I do them. There's something great that I think I can get a hold of and implement in my life to change so that I can, you know, achieve my life vision. A sliver here, a sliver there.
So now I'm more confused on what to say.
Well, she won't be on the call. She has appointments, and she has...
Now I'm even more confused.
So just let her, I mean, just have another conversation with her about the call that we're having.
Well, yeah, I don't know that, you know, because it's all recorded, I mean, if it was really important, somebody could listen to it. And I don't know that, I don't know that I care if people listen to it per se as much as to get input, to get, you know, to get, so, like, if we set out to make this significant, then it will be a significant call. It's not a matter of, you know, it's not a matter of, it will be because we set our minds to do it. And so, you know, so for me, if something, it's like you had observed, Kevin, where you had observed that I'm probably different. Like if something's not working, I work harder at it.
Okay. Yes, I have noticed that.
You know, and so for me, it's not a matter, I mean, you know, the over 60 and loving life, I don't know if my parents, I mean, that'd be an interesting thing. That'd be some rich material there for sure. But, you know, I'm not sure there is so much wealth in these conversations. I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to help other people to see it.
That's a really good point. I mean,
so
I think there was a, go ahead. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I think that the forums that they're working on in Life Masteries Institute, like if we get it posted on that forum and then you and I go in and we, you know, post it. I mean, I don't go into Facebook. I don't do any of my social media. I have somebody else doing everything. But my wife is very active on social media, and a lot of others are as well. So if we get it into the social media world, you know, I think that has some potential and some interaction where there is interaction on, you know, hey, are we on? Are we off? You know, what do we need? Where do we need to be? I think it's, to me, I think, you know, I hear about these couples that are having problems in their marriage, and by and large, often, it's the woman that's willing to go into counseling and the man that's not. I mean, so to have three guys that show up every week to talk about demential marriage, to me, that is really cool. That in and of itself, you know, is just really, really awesome in being able to do. So good work, Kevin. Keep it up. We're about ready to make a breakthrough.
Hey, Kevin.
Wow. Yeah.
Kevin, it's Alan. You know, I don't know whether are you changing this group to be dimensional marriage, and it's leaving the realm of other issues relevant to over 60 and loving life?
No, I it's one of the things that we had talked about was keeping the call over 60 and loving life, but at Mark's suggestion and with the conversations that you and he had been having, I was very intrigued about what dimensional marriage was, and we're either over 60 and loving life, or we're going to be over 60 and loving life. And it'd be good to figure it out now. And so I think that
would be... I wish I had done that.
Yeah, right? I mean, so I'm thinking that makes sense to me. So it was good to hear, Mark, that you think that there might be more pontification than there is actual benefit, and that's great, because now that's another dimension. That's another dimension is saying, well, what is it that would help us make a breakthrough? What would that look like? And so I think if we keep it over 60 in loving life, that's something that I think is vital. It's weird. I mean, I just turned 52 today, so why am I the host?
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks, man. It's over 60 in loving life. It's like, well, how about over 50 in loving life? Well, yeah, but it's over 60 in loving life. Because, I mean, there's so many changes that are happening now that will impact us. But if we're not preparing for them now, what, are we just going to show up at 60 and going, great, I'm ready to go over 60 and love life now? What happened in the last 8 years? Well,
right.
Maybe dimensionally right. I can be learning what it
so
can
another,
look like. Or,
another
yeah,
really incredible, incredibly important topic to people who are over 60, and I can speak for that, is something I would call dimensional health.
See, and that
I'm all over
thing,
that. Yes.
See, that's something that I am very concerned about for me, because I've always been, like, really healthy, and I am concerned now. I'm like, Mark, you know, what you do in these next 9 years really sets you up for the rest of your life. And so, and it's yep. it's weird because that would be a most intriguing conversation as well. I mean, I talked to a guy yesterday and, you know, said, what would you do to improve your marriage? He said, lose 20 pounds. And so, you know, maybe all of those pieces connect back in. I don't know. Great work,
right,
Kevin.
Well, thank you.
All right, guys. All right. You have a great day. Okay. Thanks for being on the call. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast and say, wow, that was exciting, that was intriguing, and if you've received benefit, go to thevisionproject.net. That's thevisionproject.net. Go to What's Your Biggest Challenge. Go to Your Help as Needed, and you'll learn more about the Vision Project and might even be able to contribute to the fund group, a group-funded app. And if you have any questions about the material in today's session, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can use the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.